Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Crazy Faith, Already in Progress.
What are you going to do if the Lord tells you you got one of them wicked things living in your body? What are you going to do? You're going to run? You're going to jump? What are you going to do? Well, first of all, if you're afraid of all this, don't ask him because he might tell you. Now you've got a problem. I asked him and he told me, I have a demon living in my body. Well, what am I going to do with that demon? I said, Lord, what is it? I said, Lord, she was all bowed over. I'm not bowed over. I said, she was weak. I said, I'm not weak. I said, as far as I can see, I'm completely 100% normal. You know, everything's working, you know. I can still walk and talk, and I'm not bowed over. I'm not weak. So what in the world is this demon? He said, it's your athlete's foot. I said, Lord, athlete's foot is a demon? He said, yes, son. And in my name, you have authority over it. I'd had this ever since I was a teenager. Who knows when I was a teenager what sin I did that opened the door to let that beast in, but I'm sure there was no lack of sin. You know, when you're a kid, did you ever sass your mama? Huh? Did you ever say things you shouldn't say? Did you ever get mad at somebody and do something you ain't supposed to do? In other words, have you ever got out of your love walk? Lord, let me count the number of times. Oh, Lord. But, you know, God's merciful. And so when I said, Lord, I have one of those. I said, Lord, I'm not weak. I'm not bowed over. I said, so what is that spirit doing to me? He said, it's your athlete's foot. And you have authority over it in my name. So now then, he knew I was ready. I spun my feet around. I looked down at my boots. And I pointed at them toes and I said, you demon of hell. Now, if you'd have been a normal Baptist and been in my house that night, you would have known Thurman Scrivener needed to be locked up in an institution. I mean, you would have seen something you never saw before in your life. I'm fixing to do something I've never done before in my life. I commanded that spirit of hell to come out of my feet, go to the abyss, and to never enter me again in Jesus' name. And then I said, thank you, Lord, for doing it. And I went to bed that night, and the next morning I woke up, and I didn't have a single sign of athlete's foot. He healed me. He delivered me. Well, I mean, you know, I mean, this happened several years went by. And then one day, the Lord had told me to teach just his word in my Sunday school class at the Baptist church. So I'm doing this and I tell this story about the demons and the athlete's foot. There wasn't a word said in the class. It was a great day and I'm having fun. I'm just telling what God did for me, but I'm not sure they believe. But anyway, after it's all over, I mean, you know, when you hear one of these for the first time, Mike, what did you think the first time you come to this church? You think something wrong with this old boy up here? Yeah, you knew there was. It's crazy. That's Jerry Becker. I get so tickled at Jerry here. The first time him and his lovely little bride come to a Sunday school class over Justin, and I called him and talked to him, and she says, honey, who were you talking to so long on the phone? He said, it was that Sunday school teacher. She said, what did he say? He said, you wouldn't believe if I told you. Is that right, Jerry? You knew I was crazy. Oh, goodness. But you see, they come back. And they've been coming back for years. But I just stand in awe of what God has showed me. And I'm so grateful that when I commanded that spirit to leave and then it left, and then I told that story in my Sunday school class, one of the little ladies, Vicky was her name, I'll never forget her. She came up and said, Thurman, that was an awesome story you told this morning in Bible study. She says, you know the little Greg girl, do you know she has athlete's foot real bad? And I says, no, I didn't know that. She says, maybe you ought to share this story with them. Now, they're good Baptists. They're really, I mean, I know Russell. He's a really fine man. I know Loretta, the mother, and then their little boy and girl they have. And they're just the sweetest couple. They love God. Russell was the RA teacher. Sure, he was a good man of God. And so anyway, I said, okay, I'll tell them. And so if she's got this, I'll tell them. We'll see what they do. So I stopped Loretta and that afternoon after church, and I said, Loretta, Vicki told me this morning that your daughter has athlete's foot pretty bad. And she said, yes, she does. So we've tried all kinds of medicines, but it doesn't seem to really do much good. And I said, well, the reason it doesn't work is because it's a spiritual problem. She said, what? I said, it's a spiritual problem. She said, Thurman, I got to go. I got to go fix lunch for Russell. I'll see you later. We'll talk to you later. I said, but I'd love to come over to y'all's house or sit down with you and talk to you about how to get your daughter healed. She said, that's okay. We don't have time. We'll talk to you later. I mean, this is the way we react. You know, you've been in a Baptist church all your life. You ain't never heard. I mean, you've read it, but it never made sense that it really means what it says. So anyway, every Sunday for about 6 weeks, when I'd see her, obviously she told Russell. I said, Russell, I'd shake hands with him, and I said, Russell, I need to talk to you all about your daughter. He said, well, we don't have time today, Thurman. We got something else to do. We'll talk to you maybe next Sunday. Well, after about 6 weeks, they never had time. And I finally come home from church one afternoon, and I went over there in my house, and I knelt down by the bed, and I said, Father, this couple, they don't believe your word. I said, but you said in your word that nothing is impossible if I believe. Is that what he said? That's what Franz said he said. That's what he said. He said, if I believe, nothing is impossible. Nothing. So I said, Lord, I know you cast out the demon out of the Syrophoenician woman's daughter from right there with her on her knees right in front of you. You said, woman, you have great faith. Now, because of that, your daughter is healed. That demon is gone, and your daughter, you can go home. Your daughter's healed. And said, that woman got up and went home, and her daughter was delivered. He'd done that long distance. And then I said, Lord, you said in your word that if I believe, not only could I do what you did, but greater things than these that you did shall I do in your name. Amen. Now, that's a big one, isn't it? I said, Satan, I'm knelt there beside my bed. I said, Satan, I'm speaking directly to you according to the word of God. I am demanding and commanding you to come out of the little Greg girl in Jesus' name. And I said, now, Lord, I want to thank you for healing that baby. Thank you, Lord. It's done in Jesus' name. Next Sunday, I walked in church and she walked up to me and said, Thurman, did you pray for my daughter? I said, well, kinda. I mean, what am I going to do? I ain't supposed to lie. And I really didn't pray for her healing. What did I do? I commanded a demon to leave her a little sick. No. If I'd have said, no, I didn't pray for her. I cast a demon out of her. She, that's it. I'm. Don't ever speak to us again. We'll see you never. We're going to change churches. But that's where we live, Gracie. Is that right, girl? Unbelievable that what happens and how we don't believe what's written in this book. But anyway, we keep going. I said, I really need to come sit down and talk with y'all and show you what causes it and how to keep it out. Oh, she said, Thurman, she's totally healed. She said, her feet are perfect. I thank you for praying for her. But I didn't pray for her. But I can't tell her I cast a demon at her because you know what this is going to do. I mean, now, before we thought he was crazy. But now that he's trying to tell me he's going to cast a demon out of our little girl and that got rid of the athlete's foot, he must really think we're stupid. But that's where we live. Is that right? Yeah. That's where we live. So anyway, every Sunday for several weeks, I finally give up. I thought, you know, they don't want to hear. They just don't want to hear. I mean, you know, I just give up. And so 2 or 3, 4 months go by, and one day she came to me and said, Thurman, we have a problem. I said, what's that? She said, the athlete's foot that Michelle had has come back with a vengeance. Now then, what does the scripture say? If you cast a demon out of somebody and he goes out and you don't get the problem taken care of and you teach them how to refill their mind and their heart with the word of God, it says that demon will come back. Yep, And he will bring with him seven more demons more wicked than himself. And the second state of that person will be worse than the first. Is that what the scripture says? That's what it says. So it's unfortunate we don't believe that, but that's what it says, and that's what it means. I said, well, I really need to sit down with y'all and tell you what's going on. But I said, I know y'all have a problem believing. So I said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I want you to go home and tell your husband that your daughter has a demon. A demon. Oh, my God. I said, honey, don't worry about it. We have been given all power and all authority. There's not anything to be concerned about. We have all power and all authority. Does the Bible say that? Yes, it clearly does. Somebody's even up here saying Luke 10:19-20. They know where it's at. You know, Mark 16:18-17. You shall cast out demons in my name. It's not a big deal. You know, you don't have to be concerned about casting out a demon. Just make sure you don't have any kind of sin in your life, making sure you're walking holy before God. If you are, then there's no problem. So I told her, I said, I want you to go home, and I want you to tell your husband, I want him to read Matthew 18:19. First of all, I said, I want him to read Luke 10:19-20 a dozen times. Luke 10:19-20, a dozen times. Read it over and over and over. Behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nevertheless, rejoice not in this, that those evil spirits have to be subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your name is written in heaven. Now, if you read that a dozen times slowly, over and over and over, it's going to get into you. Right? Amen. And then you're going to believe it. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I said, then after he's read that at least a dozen times, then I want him to read Luke 10:19-20. I mean, not Luke 10:19-20, but Matthew 18:19. Matthew 18:19 says, if two of us on earth agree about anything we ask him for, it will be done for us by our Father which is in heaven. Is that right? Okay. So I said, then after you tell your husband to read Luke 10:19-20 a dozen times, slowly, then after he reads Matthew 18:19 a dozen times, I want him to go in and lay his hands on his daughter and read those one, or quote those one more time. Then I want him to demand and command those spirits of infirmity to leave his daughter.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled Crazy Faith, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.